Hello again, everybody. It's Greg Thompson. I'm the host of the Moving Business Forward podcast from Pod Topics. Moving Business Forward is dedicated to sharing insights from the leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. Recently, I sat down with Christy Gillenwater, the president and CEO of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce. Here's a portion of our conversation with Christy recalling the Chamber's initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resiliency of Chattanooga as a community.
I still remember the day I was in my office and our Vice President of Operations, Cheryl Millsaps, came in and said, Christy, this COVID thing, I'm really concerned about it. This was very early, again, January, maybe even December, when she came in to see me and she said, I want us to do these things in order to prepare in the event it goes to where it could. And I said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. Let's be prepared. So long way of saying that literally over a weekend, we flipped the switch and we were 100% productive pretty much. I mean, short of maybe some folks like myself that are a little technically challenged, we were ready to go over literally a weekend. We said, okay, everyone will be remote. And I still remember saying, for the next 2 weeks, right? But we were immediate. Let's access our database. Let's get on the phone with our members. And we called nearly every member. How are you doing? What do you need? How can we be of service? We documented that. And then from there, we figured out, okay, these are the webinars we need to be producing. And this is how we need to orient people around getting information from us.
I want to go back to the entrepreneurial efforts and about really innovation that has happened here a lot.
I think uniqueness around Chattanooga, you think about our whole renaissance was around cleaning our air. And you think about Vision 2000 and all the leaders and individuals in the community who helped lift up that work. That's a way of saying we are a resilient community. We roll up our sleeves, we figure it out. That's part of the brand of Chattanooga, is we're rugged, we're willing to solve our problems. And so I think for those reasons, we were well positioned for COVID relative to other communities. That being said, I kind of like to compare it to like when you go into a surgery, right? Like your surgeon will tell you, you know, keep working out, keep your muscle mass up as much as you can, because post-surgery, you won't be able to be as active and you'll recover faster. It's kind of the same thing. We were in such a strong position in economic development, a business environment standpoint, that we came out in a strong position because we didn't have as many pain points. Now, I say that saying a lot of individuals and a lot of businesses really suffered during COVID. It's been heartbreaking. But I also hear a lot from peers and I spend a lot of time studying other communities. We have also fared a lot better than others. I think for that, there are so many reasons for it. Again, a lot of it does have to do with the way we work together as a community, the way we cross party lines to figure out solutions. Those kinds of things are what a healthy community strives to be. That's why so many communities regularly look at Chattanooga for things like inner city visits when they go and they study another community. And what's interesting is peers are constantly calling me, hey, Chattanooga made our list, or it made our top list. Part of you is like, wow, that's great. And then you go, oh gosh, that's a lot of time locally to figure out, okay, hosting these folks, sharing our story. How can we maximize that opportunity so that we also learn what can we do better?